John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's Wednesday, June 23rd. Yankees are playing game two of a three-game set against the Kansas City Royals. They lost the first game. Championship window on the line tonight. And we've got a doozy of a pitching matchup and a lineup that I haven't fully read yet, but I've heard rumors. Jake and I will discuss the lineup. We will give some specific what to watch fors and some non-specific what to watch fors. Then we will move on to the pitching path to victory. Yeah. We will make our choices for the homer draft. We will choose the over or the under. And then any premonitions if they do arise. Young Jake.
Yeah. Yes.
What's up?
James, Zach, everybody live in the chat. What's going on? Interesting one today. Season on the line. Man, last night.
Last night.
She said.
Oh, everyone feels so well.
Last night was a wild one. A lot of different emotions. There was moments of good. I mean, Luke Voit's return. He looks really good. DJ with a clutch home run.
Do you think I'm looking at you right now?
Hell, Gareth ended up looking pretty good.
Eyes are fully on Zach.
And then there was some stuff that was bad, and it's like, but we can't be mad at Johnny Laza. He's been so good this season, so... Last night was wild with everything else that was going around baseball. I am interested to see how they bounce back. There was definitely some bad moments yesterday, and we'll talk about that in the recap of the series. Tonight's game, interested to see their fight. Mike King and Danny Duffy. So interested to see what that looks like.
DJ LeMay is leading off, playing third base. Aaron Judge is playing center field. Yeah. Gary Sanchez is catching, batting three. Giancarlo Stanton, DHing. Luke Voit in the five hole. So that was one question answered. When Gary's in there, they're going to put Voit five hole. Well, not really, because Gio's not there. Glaber's playing short. Andujar is in left. Clint Frazier in right. Odor, batting ninth. Mm. And playing second. King on the bump. They have a lefty going in Danny Duffy, so they go all righty besides Odor, who's playing over Gio due to Gio getting hit by that pitch and being beat up a little bit. So they would have went all righty.
Yeah, Gio gets cracked by that hit by pitch yesterday. He gets pulled by the game. So, yeah, it is what it is, and Rugi does have some history over Duffy, so at least, like, it makes sense. You know, a lot of times we look at the lineup and we're like, well, why? Play him. Gio got banged up. Rugi's got a little history against him. Sure. You have a question or your pinky hurts?
My what to watch for.
Ah!
I have it.
He's ready to go.
It's Andujar.
Yeah.
Because he is down there in the trenches with Glaber, Clint, and Odor. Mm. And the three goats in the bad way last night, for me, Glaber, Clint, and Odor.
Mm.
Odor gets that pinch hit at bat, swings at the first pitch, pops it up.
Yeah.
Clint and Glaber just sucked, and they both swung at ball four and try to build a rally.
Wade
in the ninth inning.
In that crew.
Yeah, but he's not in the lineup today.
Right.
But Andujar is. So Andujar needs to pick that team up. If you split this team into the top five, bottom four, Andujar, I'm watching you. I need you to pick that team up down there.
Captain of the bottom four today. Yeah, man, there is a sad couple people down there. Clint turned some good at-bats into bad at-bats. Kleber is just lost right now. The non-foul ball incident. So, I feel bad because I circled Kleber going into yesterday and the what to watch for, and holy smokes. I mean, just sad moments with him yesterday. Like, it was the first time I think he's ever come up and he's gone through slumps and stuff, and I was like, he's not a threat. And that's what I said. Like, you need to be a threat. Kleber can be a threat even though he's slumping. Last night he was not. I am going to go with... give me DJ. He had his best at-bat of the season yesterday. Love that at-bat. If I hosted a show called Sequence, I would have done it. He spit on a high slider. He spit on a low slider, followed two balls off, and then hit the homer that, if we had won, would have felt a lot more impactful. DJ had his best at-bat of the year. And also, James, something I was thinking about, DJ had been so good over the past couple seasons, obviously. Top five MVPs, all that stuff. Whenever there was a big moment, it felt like DJ came through. And I know that goes with being a good baseball player and a bad baseball player. But it seemed like every moment that when he was up in that situation last night, I was telling myself, like, past 2 years, DJ does something here. And not only did he do something, he had his best at bat of the year. So let's go, DJ.
Back-to-back extra base hits.
First time since April 12th? 11th?
Somewhere. Like I was going to guess 6th.
I feel like it was the 9th through the 11th or something like that. 9, 10, 11.
You would know. You're the smartest guy in the world.
No, Jim. We have a lot of stuff that says opposite.
I said twirled.
Zach, what are you watching for tonight?
The Yankees.
As a unit.
Yeah.
That's good. We never talk about them enough.
To be as a team.
We always divide them into individuals. Good. And Zach's unifying everyone.
I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I'll watch that.
No other what to watch for us. I mean, Judge and center again.
Yeah, I'd like always. Return of Gary. And Kleber, actually, he's the only Yankee. Well, him and Gary have really good history against Duffy. So, interested to see how that plays out. Kleber, 3-for-5 with 2 homers off of Duffy.
Duffy's coming back from injury.
Duff man, yeah.
So, it might be a lot of bullpen. He might not be expected to go deep and all that. Pitching path to victory.
Pitching path to victory. So, the Yankees,
yes.
Jim, have a pitcher on the mound named Mike King.
My King.
Who didn't he do his longest start and it was 4.1 innings or something like that. I mean, we're probably King to Nestor, right?
Could be. I don't want to leak my premonition.
Well, we're doing the pitching path to victory, which comes before premonitions.
I know. That's a problem for me.
So, yeah, I mean, it's King to Nestor, which Jimmy's premonition's about Nestor. So
no, it's not about Nestor.
Get ready for that.
It's not about Nestor. Take it back.
It's about Nestor.
That's your best guess. It's not about Nestor.
It's about Nestor.
Zach, I promise you it's not.
And then from there, Johnny Laza, he threw 19 bullets last night.
No, he's got to sit.
Don't think you throw him back out there. You sit him, especially after the 36 on Sunday.
We just have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, are Chad and Britton okay? Chapman on the back end, we feel is fine. So if you're getting 6 from King and Nestor, which was kind of a fingers crossed thing. I mean, in theory, you could do Chad to Britton to Chapman.
I'll just tell you.
Okay.
If the Yankees defense gives King 3+ plays, he's going the distance today.
What's the distance, though?
8 innings pitched minimum.
Jimmy.
Just telling you, man. They put the ball in play. He's going to have, like, 4 sub-10 pitch innings if the defense does their job. It's just a premonition, Jake.
Jimmy.
It's just a premonition.
We're doing the pitching path to victory.
And I'm premonitioning. Word. 3, 2, 1.
No.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. It's not a word. All right, so that's the pitching path to victory. Wandy hasn't been used in a little while. Litke threw 11 bullets yesterday. Sessa hasn't gone in a few days. You could see Sessa out of the bullpen. He used to be a long man for us once. We'll see. All the good guys except Johnny Loizaga should be available, but they've also been hiding them from us. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's kind of a tough time to do it unless you have my premonition.
It's pretty quacktastic by Jack Curry on the post game yesterday. He's like, yeah, it's suspicious you use Loizaga after Chad Green's last outing. You said it was the best he's ever looked.
You watch the post game show? You must be a big fan.
Sometimes. I was juiced up last night, bro. The baseball was incredible. I mean, even this Yankees game was fun. All the pitchers showing their donker on the mound. And then the basketball was good last night. Did you see that?
Heard my neighbor screaming.
It was wild.
Okay.
2, 3, 4.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Two guys track, average size, tinier peckers than what you'd expect, and they guess what guys will hit a home run today.
You got on the board yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the void is highlighted in the chart, and that's fine. And Zach texted me. I don't know if you know how like passionate Zach and I are. Should I tell him? I don't want to throw you under the bus here.
You can say.
So Voight homered, and he agreed with my picks, so he sent me a fist bump gif. And then he texts me later in the game, and he's like, almost had 3 today. Because Voight hits his triple off the top of the wall. Judge hits his off the wall. But that's kind of been my homer draft this season.
Just chewed my gum into a dust.
But I feel pretty good about the Voight pick.
Pretty mad.
Thank you.
How about Boone in the postgame saying, I think it would have been a home run?
Yeah.
It's like, Boone, what?
Yeah, like, I think that's...
Everyone agrees it wouldn't have been Boone.
I think that was a pretty blind statement. There was... So everyone's got the shot of the guy there in front of the fence. I think his buddy or him made contact with it before that, but it still wasn't getting out. But I think you just have to say that and...
I thought Voight should have been at second. I'm surprised they kept him at third.
Yeah, everyone thought that should have been it because Luke Voight was running.
Yeah.
But, hey, we'll take it. Good on Luke Voight for running hard.
Hey, we'll take it, but good on Luke Voight for running hard.
Writing that down.
What are you going to write?
I'm writing that down.
Jimmy did a spot-on impression of me today. Timestamp it. Memorize it so I can impress myself.
I texted myself a lot during last night's game.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you text
yourself?
That's
how locked in I was. I was like, there was a ton of little plays that were very impactful to the game.
What? Name one. What'd you text? Read a text verbatim.
Clint cut off, throw to third. Wade throw to DJ, chopper to Wade.
You think Clint should have gotten a second?
Yes. He made a very nice play off the wall, threw to the wrong base.
I don't tweet out a lot of the things I think about Clint's defense.
Sure.
Because I know I come from a place of bias, so I didn't know. I'm surprised that you are with that because I always think you always reel me back in.
No, I mean, actually we did some more of the catches yesterday, and I think your eyes will be opened a little more to Clint. But no, you got to keep the double play in order there.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. No, that's not bias. That's just baseball.
Yeah. Judge and Gary are my picks.
Well, then you're going to pick Gary first. Because I took Judge yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. I've chosen them.
Okay. Well, you said Judge, and then I could have came in and said, okay, then I'll take Gary.
Gary and but Judge are gentleman. My picks.
Thank you.
Notice how Jake didn't say, and a scholar.
Not. You tell people you're a scholar?
Gentleman and a scholar. Yeah.
You tell people you're a scholar.
I'm a scholar.
So am I, then.
Are you not?
I am.
Are you not?
Yeah. Zach, am I a scholar? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it now.
That was ruder than it had to be, Zach. So you're taking Judge and then Gary.
Yeah.
You're taking Gary, then Judge. Jim, pay attention. Pre-game show.
I'm considering myself a scholar.
Then you should consider me a scholar.
No.
Why not?
Do you partake in academic and intellectual activities that particularly develop expertise in an area of study?
Yeah.
Name one.
Baseball.
That's not academic and intellectual.
It's baseball is not intellectual.
No, it is.
Says the guy that talks through every pitch count. Well, I threw the 2-1 penis ball. Now let me throw a 3-1 fork ball, and I don't even have a fork ball.
I don't know. I can't name one pitcher that would have a fork ball and a penis ball in the same arsenal.
Clemens. Oh. Scholar. Thank you. The court rests. Gary, then Judge.
You're more of a Robajas.
Gary, then Judge. Good picks. I will take... I'll take Giancarlo Stanton. And I will take DJ LeMahieu.
Good picks.
What'd you say at the end there?
I said good picks.
Thank you.
Okay. That's what I said.
I said thank you.
Zach,
I wanted to make sure.
What? Zach, whose picks do you like more?
I like Jimmy's picks.
Yeah, no shit.
What?
We had something.
What do you mean?
The text last night?
That means I pick you every time?
I would have went with Jimmy, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the Gary pick in there, which is what I was really looking for.
Gary.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm glad you took him first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole confusion.
Everyone was a little confused at that point.
What do you think the over-under is today?
No, I don't think they offer it.
You don't think it's offered?
If it's offered, I think it's 11.
Holy smokes. Phillies Nats right now, 11-10 game. Let's see. Mike King to Nestor to the Yankees bullpen.
Or King the whole way.
Danny Duffy, 1.94 ERA in their bullpen, but they use some of their guys.
Maybe it isn't here to help. I think we've been on a crazy delay.
Lucky. Zach, do you have an over-under? That's what I saw.
Under. I haven't gotten an over-under right in 2 moons.
Hilarious.
Then I got to go over.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. What's happening? Are you fixing us?
Maybe. Probably not.
We are attempting the thing that I tried before. Maybe this time it'll fix you. But
the
YouTube.
Only fix I know.
YouTube was giving us a bad connection message earlier.
Maybe Jake thinks Mike King, 8 innings pitcher more tonight.
That's a lie.
I was just testing you. I think that.
Tell BBD your premonition.
Mike King, innings pitched more. As long as the defense has 3-plus plays behind him. 4 innings of less than 10 pitches.
Do you have a total pitch count?
98.
I was going to say breaking 80 pitches feels more on the table.
You got him throwing 98 bullets tonight.
Well, yeah, he's got 4 innings of less than 10 pitches, Jake.
I don't know if that helps you there.
What's 9 times 4? 36.
36.
Okay. What's 98 minus 36? Zach?
62? Yeah, 62.
98 minus 36 is 62 divided by 5. It's 12 pitches an inning.
King hasn't thrown more than 69 pitches this year.
Yeah, but they're going to be easy pitches.
98.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't say complete game.
He's taking the under. I'm taking the over, Zach.
Okay.
I think Yanks win 10-0. I think it's a push, but I can't choose that.
It feels like a push day.
It does. A 5-5 finish.
Higgy homer. Do we get points for that?
If it does push, we each get 2 points.
Rugi does something good today. Avarex. Avarex.
I know, you're right.
I know.
He's part of everything.
So I don't know if it's him, but it feels like it's him with the Avarex. I could see a Rugi Odor ground rule double.
Man, dude. He bothers me these days. Even the fact that he's first over the wall every time is starting to bother me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got altered motives here.
You didn't like that taster reel last night? The Rugi Odor hunk reel?
No, that's malpractice.
Yeah.
And
I'm
then,
with you. And Kay calling him, like, clutch and stuff.
And Kay saying, you know, his production hasn't...
been good. Kay said he's been good.
But his production has been, like, what... Yeah, no, that should be illegal. They're brainwashing everyone who watches from home that doesn't, like, actively seek out further Yankees talk.
Yeah.
Into thinking Odor has been a valuable at.
Yeah.
Someone said, when is Judge going to get out of this funk?
Judgey funk. Almost hit a big home run last night.
Yeah, I mean, his last 12 games, he got 340 on base percentage, 260 average. It's not like
funk
Judge, but it's not like he's been bad. He's gotten on base.
He's doing like a one thing a game thing. His last 9 games, he's got a 542 OPS.
So just no power?
Yeah, just zero power.
Because he's got a lot of hits. He's got 300 batting average and a 391 OBP. I did his last 5 games.
Or last 9?
His last 5, he's got a 741 OPS, but 391 OBP, 300, just no power.
It's a little sub-judge. Yeah, I hope that ball goes out last night. Yeah. Which it will tonight.
That's your premonition?
It will tonight. No, ground rule double, Rugi Odor.
Name 3 more.
No,
planets.
Man. Not doing it.
Planets. Plants.
Thank you, guys.
Name
Go
some
Yanks.
Plants.
Name season on the line.
Top 1 plant. If you had to build a forest of just 1 plant. Cactus?
Tree.
Is tree a plant, Zach?
Yeah.
That's a good call, then.
Yeah. Forests
and trees, yeah.
I was going to pick like a flower, and then once you said it's like everything, that'd suck.
Poppy field?
No.
Get rich.
Die trying. Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye. I did it this way. Which isn't it.
Early pregame show tomorrow.